The Solid Waste Management Districts, most of which serve multiple counties, help local entities get grants to help pay for recycling programs or other efforts to divert material from landfills. State Senator Kurt Schaefer's bill would eliminate those districts. It would instead direct the money from landfill fees to the State Department of Natural Resources, which would award the grants directly. He says the recycling market is different than when these districts were created, largely because landfill fees have risen significantly over the years. Schaefer says now it's a smart financial decision to recycle because it's cheaper than paying the high cost of putting waste in landfills.
And there was a time where you had to kind of dangle a carrot in front of people to get them to do that because the industry wasn't geared towards that. But that is the paradigm in the industry now. And so to kind of have this antiquated layer of bureaucracy to do that.
An antiquated bureaucracy. That's interesting.
Deanna Trass is the executive director of the Mid-Missouri Solid Waste Management District, which covers eight counties. She argues it can't be antiquated since the grant programs are only growing. What's more, she says it's unrealistic for the DNR to pick up the organizational duties of coordinating with the local entities all across the state. She says that umbrella approach won't work when different parts of the state have many different needs.
DNR has a lot on their plate as is. And so, you're going to put more money into their pocket, but does that necessarily mean that they're going to be able to hire 20 more managers or 20 more people to essentially do what the 20 managers are doing right now? And that's not even realistic.
The bill would lower the fees collected per ton at landfills in the state, but Schaefer estimates it wouldn't actually lower the amount of grant money available to cities and counties. It would just eliminate the budget for administrative costs. The legislative session starts January 9th. Ryan Famuliner, KBIA News.